John, you're speaking to a group of growers here in Indiana today. Talk to me a little bit about maybe some of the issues that you addressed and some of the things you focus on with them today.
Well, I think we all realize that our nation is becoming more urbanized. There are fewer people living in rural areas and certainly a lot fewer farmers. And so we talked today about the importance for farmers to be engaged politically, whether it's the local, state, or national level.
When we look at those three different levels or three tiers of policy, how the correlation between the three of them, is there one that maybe we should be focusing on more as local farmers, or is it important to hit all three?
I think it's important to hit all three. The other thing is, you know, your county commissioner today may be your senator in 15, 20 years, and so it's important to build those relationships and keep them for a long time.
When we look at the relationships that we're building, engaging, we heard one of the state legislators speak today about personal contact and not using electronic forms. How important is it to build that personal relationship to make sure they understand where you're coming from and to work ahead to the future?
Well, these congressional offices in D.C. are getting hundreds of thousands of emails and letters every year. It's hard to go ahead and break through that unless you have that personal relationship.
John, as you look ahead to 2015 and farmers look ahead to 2015, what are the big issues nationally that they need to focus on and they need to start and to continue to make sure their voice is being heard?
Well, I think number one is to protect the renewable fuel standard, which has been under a lot of attack. And, we know that we have our work cut out for us. We know that there's a lot of people who will do whatever they can to go ahead and get rid of it. So that's probably going to be number one, two, and three. Beyond that, I think we have to protect this farm bill. It's a good farm bill. It can work for farmers. But there's going to be some attempts made to go ahead and gather up some of that money and take it someplace else.
And then I'm assuming Waters of the U.S. is another one that farmers need to be concerned about on all three levels.
Well, certainly, the water issue is becoming a bigger issue all over the country, and like you say, all three levels of government. We're engaged with EPA. We're talking to them. We had senior EPA officials down to the farm of Chip Bowling, who's our president, and farms in Southern Maryland. Again, it's back to relationships. And, I think they had their eyes open and realized that there were some things that they hadn't thought about when they wrote those rules.
As farmers maybe look to begin getting engaged, what are the easiest way for them to start building those relationships to help them down the road?
Well, first of all, be informed. Know what the issue is. Know who is where on the issues. Is it a real issue or is it just kind of a pretend issue? We have a lot of votes taken in Washington, D.C. that don't mean much and take up a lot of time. So take a look at what the issues are.